The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, Pro Football Network on Radio Row, leading into Super Bowl 58, joined here by Marshall Newhouse. Marshall, thanks so much for taking some time out to join us.
Appreciate you having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I love talking about with offensive linemen that have played and played, you know, at a high level in the league is we've got a lot of young quarterbacks that are coming into the NFL, and they receive a lot of criticism if they don't hit the ground running and play at a C.J. Stroud type level right away, right? And from your perspective, being the one responsible for guarding a lot of these young quarterbacks throughout your time in the NFL, do you think that criticism is warranted because they have so much that's processing through their mind?
It's only warranted if there's, you know, some level of not diligence on their part. But yeah, it's truly so much to process. And I think C.J. Stroud's a great example because people assume he must be just up above and beyond the other quarterbacks in this draft as far as processing. But there's an onus on the coordinators and the coaches to simplify as much as possible. What Ben Slowick has done has, you know, simplified his route progression, simplified the protections. They've got a lot of play action chips where he does his play action footwork, and he's got two routes, three routes. You know, he gets in his ear. If it's cover three, go here. If it's, and so there's this lot of stuff that people don't see on the surface that, you know, it's still on the incumbent on the coordinators to do that well. It's still incumbent on the quarterbacks to study and like make gains and progress. But we assume that every coordinator has an eye for making things simpler. And this is not the case. There's coordinators who truly expect a rookie comeback quarterback to come in and to get protection right away, to understand progressions all the way, understand checks all the way, time management all the way. And that's just so much on the plate. And so you reduce that or you simplify until they grow into it in the best case scenario.
Yep. Yeah, I think that we're seeing even this year more than I feel like ever before that coaching matters so much in the NFL. We are seeing that difference between the great coaches that know how to simplify the game and make life easier on players versus these ones that are just like, well, we're going to put you out there and we'll see if you swim.
Yep.
As we look at the offensive line situation, and I love the conversations for offensive line because feel like you guys just don't get talked about enough, right?
No, we don't. Unless it's bad, yeah, for sure.
It's the flashy positions that get the attention, so I love that we're talking this. In your opinion, who is the best offensive tackle in the NFL right now? I mean, we're going to see one of the best offensive linemen in this upcoming game in Super Bowl 58 in Trent Williams.
Yeah. I mean, he's to me, still number one. You know, the only thing holding back is just age and as he progresses, but from a dynamism standpoint, from what he can do, the offense they're in, you don't hear this a lot. So much of the concepts are built around what Trent Williams can do and he alone.
Right.
You have this play, it's an outside zone play, but there's a lead blocker, either Kittle or Juszczyk out of the backfield that allows Trent to literally explode and open up and not worry about inside move. He's protected on the inside, you're protected on the outside, and you get his entirety of his body weight, 330, whatever, I won't short him any weight, pounds moving, and that's when you see literally defensive ends, grown men getting displaced 5 to 10 yards to the left. Or you get him on the edge, you do pin and pulls, and we've seen with NFL films now, DBs who are like literally running away from him. So he's dynamic, and you know, if you need to drop back 40 times, he can do that and protect. That's not where he's best. He with the play action and aggressive run schemes, he can do that as good as or better than anyone right now. There's some guys up and coming. I like Rashawn Slater. I think Jim Harbaugh is going to unlock Rashawn Slater. It's just the way that he designs the run game. Yep. Give him some things that are just like, let me turn your brain off and let's show people the entirety of what you can do from your explosion and your strength and your smarts. So young guys, there's a lot of them up and coming. And again, it's about fit. We talked about with quarterbacks, it's a lot about fit. But to me, Trent Williams is the apex right now. There's a lot of guys who are nipping at his heels.
One of my favorite things is those clips from NFL films, like you mentioned, of Trent Williams getting out on the edge as a lead blocker. And those DBs are just like, I would hate to be absolutely
it stinks
that
for them a little bit. Like, you're never going to hear me, you know, caping up for DBs, but they changed the rules. But they can't. When I was playing, when Trenton was in the league still, they could cut you on the edge like that. Or even if you pull, they can cut you in the hole. And that's pretty insidious. It kind of sucks for a big lineman, you know, getting his knees taken out.
Right.
So they took that out of the game. And so now we get to run full speed knowing that he's either got to get out of the way or take us on. That's just, it's physics. That's just a mismatch.
You got to play for some great coaches during your time in the NFL, one of them being Bill Belichick in 2019 when you were there with Tom Brady, obviously, too. So as you, I mean, what was your reaction to the head coaching cycle this offseason closed and Bill Belichick left without a seat here? What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, you know, talking about a lot, you know, today is just, you get it, but also you don't get it. You get it from a standpoint of there's a limited amount of these places. And ultimately, the people that make the owners are their own boss. No one tells them what to do. So ultimately, if there's not a fit with the amount of control that Bill Belichick might want, we don't know the actual amount. There's rumors. We can conjecture, whatever. Ultimately, if there's not a fit there, and for him, if there's not a fit for location, status of the organization and where it's trending, how many openings were there? There are 8.
Right.
And then you've got other coaches competing. So there just might not have been a fit. And we might overreact to that because the 20 years and the six Super Bowls speak for themselves. I still think he's an incredible hire. It might end up being a great thing that he's taken this year off, not on purpose, but he's taken a year off. See what the market looks like next year. Same with Vrabel. There's just specific fits, and like there's a limited amount of positions.
Right.
And those guys, their resumes are what they are. And so there's no – anyone who disputes that, I think, is just in the wrong. It just might be a matter of fit at this point.
One of my favorite things to do with former players is to sit down and say, the level of competition that you went up against, who was the toughest defensive player that you went up against? That when you lined up against them, you saw them coming at you, you were just like, I absolutely hate this right
now. You know, I'll play a pass rusher just because that's just the height of things. And he was really good and a Pro Bowler and, you know, got multiple contracts. But Jason Pierre-Paul specifically because his style of pass rush was so unique.
Yeah.
The way he was built, I mean, you saw him pre-draft years ago doing backflips at USF and just an elite athlete, but a very different athlete. Still wired up, still twitchy, but long. Mm-hmm. What he did off the ball was he was a very lateral mover. He would kind of deke and juke, and it was just difficult to game plan for. And then I remember going to the Giants and practicing against them, and they made me so much better, but also no one else rushed like that. So I'm like, I'm getting better at blocking JPP, but not necessarily everyone else who speed, power, different stuff like that. But he gave me the most fits. And he was just such a unique player, and his career speaks for itself.
Yeah. So we're here Radio Row all week. You're here Radio Row. Tell the people what you got going on here.
I'll be on SiriusXM with College Football Radio with Danny Cannell, Jacob Hester, and Max Starks a little bit today, maybe later on in the week. Might be doing stuff with DraftKings and Golic Jr. And some other things that were, you know, that are kind of in flux, but I'm here all week and slowly working my way into the media game myself, and we'll see what that looks like. But I'm here for that reason.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate the time here. Marshall Newhouse on BFN Live. Kyle Yates here. Don't go anywhere.